I'd like to call this meeting to order and begin with a pledge and a prayer that I'll offer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be here today, grateful to be gathered as a set of concerned citizens of this community to ensure that we have enough water and for now and for our future. And we are grateful for this beautiful earth, for this beautiful part of the earth here in Pine Strawberry. We're thankful for the freedoms we enjoy and for the fact that they were so hard earned. We pray for guidance and wisdom and civility in our discussions. We're grateful for a Savior in Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Let's do a roll call again. Start with Roger.
Roger Childers, present.
Larry Bagshaw, present.
Corey Ells, present.
George Workhouse, present.
Sharon Hillman, present.
We have a quorum. Victor, sorry, Victor.
Victor Tile, present.
We have six of us. Let's look at the minutes of the April 25th regular meeting and see if we can get those reviewed and approved. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Those are approved. Let's move into board reports, and particularly starting with our program manager's report, Paul Hendricks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and board. So projects are moving along fine. Whispering Pines, as you know, is done. Just a little bit of paperwork yet. Woodland Heights is getting very close to having a full closeout on the project. In fact, ourselves and district staff have been out just doing some final overview of the project area just to be sure that all of the areas are taken care of 100%. And White Oaks, it's still scheduled to be completed in October, early October, portals 1 and 2, Thanksgiving present, basically. So the contractor assured us today that they were taking extra measures today to clean up and protect all of the working areas, not have things in the right of way, go through and do their best to take some of these areas where the pavement has been cut and it's just gravel. Some of the steep slopes, the gravel can be treacherous driving on it. They were going to do their best to get it all cleaned up for the big weekend, and they were not planning to work tomorrow. They'll be back after the holiday working. Typical things, running into some undocumented utilities here and there. Usually you expect a line to go perpendicular to the main line, but they find things that are 45 degrees going down the road and then going in. And one thing for sure, you can call Blue Stake, have them electronically locate utilities underground. The excavator is 100% in being able to find underground utilities. So they experience that almost on a daily basis. And so
they're very efficient.
Yeah, very efficient. And they work in conjunction with the district staff in trying to respond as quickly as possible and getting water restored and all that sort of thing. But it is a daily activity. On to the deep well, SV3. Before the contractor got shut down last week, they had gotten to 1653 out of 2,000 feet. They also, in talking with them, the driller, when I was up at the site, he actually was able to extend the drilling bit another 20 feet without any obstructions. And so just as we were forced to stop our activity, we were on the cusp of having great progress and would have been very close to getting the casing advanced all the way. This delay is going to cost us an additional at least $26,000 in demobilization and remobilization plus whatever time from there. The design is done for the project and has been submitted. It's in the process of being submitted for a permit. We have the set of design drawings here. And then we got some good news from APS today that their design is done. And we have the design here. That would be to extend the three-phase power up to the site. And Treasurer can share with you some of the financial end of things, but it looks like we're going to have a very favorable cooperation from APS. They still need to organize the contractors that do the right-of-way clearing of the trees and the trenching and putting in the conduit, things like that. But that's some very good news today. And then moving on, interim financing. Treasurer can share with you, but we're keeping up to date on everything with their help, and expect to get some favorable consideration from WIFA regarding some schedule issues that will allow some more flexibility. I shared earlier with George the water production at the district. There's a weekly report that comes out. I just did a little calculation this morning, and we're only using about 78% of our capability in order to keep the tanks full. So we've got a good margin going into the weekend. The district staff's done a great job, and that work that they've done there at Milk Ranch 1 is really paying off. We're keeping up with all the paperwork in conjunction with the treasurer. And happy to be here helping you out.
Question on the SV3. So that, and I know there's this issue of how many hours they've used and things.
Yep.
I'm hoping just that they're on. We have deep empathy for the operator who had personal issues, but we're kind of here. We had at least a week's worth of work that could have been.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway, I'm hoping they're a little bit on their heels on terms of that issue and that they'll work with us. That's
He asked them today to give us an accounting.
Give us an accounting of that.
Yeah, of what those hours are, because I looked at the certified payrolls and I don't want to say any more.
So, yes, we're asking them to document as an auditor would. The basis under which they are wanting to bill us for time, because it's a time kind of an operation. We had a commitment from the driller, and we communicated that as a reminder today during our meeting with them. We had a commitment from the driller that although they're expensive, that they were only going to charge us for the actual hours when the drill rig was working. So that we should not get charged for their travel time from Camp Verde. We shouldn't get charged for time when they're doing other kinds of things that you have to do when you're doing work.
Okay.
And we've asked the our resident project representative to go through that and get back to us. But we're gonna hold them tight to it. We will be taking down the sound barriers and pulling the equipment off the site. Steve was talking with the driller this morning and making sure during our meeting, he said, be sure that you have somebody up here tomorrow putting steel and welding on any openings that are with the open casing so that we don't have anything get thrown down there, any vandalism or even worse if we had somebody get involved, get hurt there. So we do have construction fence and the sound barriers up, And next week they'll be taking those down, and so we'll be repositioning the construction fence around the site and just trying to make sure we aren't an attractive nuisance.
Thank you. Any other questions for Paul? Do those barriers
need to go back up? Paul, did you get a timeline from APS on three-phase power?
They just finished the design, and they're working with the get pricing from the companies that are going to remove the trees from the easement area and do the trenching. And so that will be first in the phase. We don't have that information. I expect to get that in the next couple weeks.
We just received the contract for signature today to proceed with ABS. So until that's signed, they've just got rough dates in there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good question. Any other questions for Paul? Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Steve Bowen, Field Operations.
Hi, sir. Well, not much. It's been a busy month, but we've had, last night we took care of our fourth leak, so we estimated about 1,000 gallons of water in the four leaks that we've taken care of to date. You guys were up to about 7:30 last night.
I was just speaking that when we were restoring the minutes from last month, that's about pretty similar to last month. Right?
Pretty much.
Number of leaks, number of gallons.
Yeah, they're getting smaller.
Yeah.
But, you know. I attended the Portals HOA meeting last Saturday. I've been working with, trying to take this one off Paul's plate, staging areas where Mountain High can put their stuff. I got their feedback on it, gave it back to Mountain High. So we're working together good, and apparently there's a barbecue this weekend they want me to show up to, so I don't know if I'm going to go around.
Maybe you're going to get barbecued.
Yeah, I didn't say what was on the menu. Of course, we released our 5 new meters. The best part yet, and what I'm going to finish up on, is we got Frank got his grade 2 today.
Wow.
Fantastic. Test. Yep.
Good.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, other than the feeling of doing that, is there anything else we do for him? We should make sure we...
We're going to do a cake and some other things to him. But
that's awesome.
It also comes with benefits of getting your grade 2.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we were real happy about that.
He also gets a $3 an hour raise.
Yeah,
I know that.
Well, we should let them know that.
They know that. It's
no, I mean, let the board know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought nobody knew that.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Great.
Yeah, so there's a $3 raise that comes with that.
Awesome.
So we were all very excited about that. There's really not much else to report. We've kept the yard really clean. Kim's done a great job of maintaining things and painting. Do a little bit of that. Christy and Morgan. You know that, just on top of it.
Trouble notes too.
And you need to leave?
Well, I'm just waiting. I thought you were done. Sorry.
I am, Paul. I really am. I really don't have much else to report other than
awesome.
I think things are great.
I would just add, we work in a lot of areas, and it's not an easy thing to pass these certification licenses. And a grade 2 is really significant. There aren't a lot of grade people out there. They retire, and a lot of people don't get back in it. And so that's a real accomplishment to have additional staff that have licenses.
Thank you.
Thank you. So field works tomorrow, right? The office staff isn't in on Fridays, right? Or how does that work? What are our Fridays?
We'll be here.
7 to 4.
Oh, to 4. That's what we did. Sorry. So Frank will be around tomorrow if I want to try and track him down.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That was my question.
Yeah.
I take back all the rest of the comments.
but they might leave early if there's not a lot going on. They happen to mention today that...
They are talking. I wish he wouldn't tell you that.
Well, he said it in public.
So. Well, it's the 3-day weekend. There's a couple of them, half of them are from Payson. And the traffic, you know what that road is like.
Yeah.
I just assume if there's not a lot going on, if there's something going on, or of course we have a problem, we'll take care of the problem. But otherwise, yeah, let me send them home early to enjoy the 3-day weekend and get them off the road.
If there's a problem, they always take care of it. So.
They do.
Well, the only reason I was saying that is if you want to catch Frank, you might want to do it in the morning.
Well, that's a good point. I was going to say that because I haven't made a decision yet.
Or call in a broken line at my place in the afternoon sometime. Right? Not my book.
Great.
Use a disguised voice. Thank you, Stephen.
Yes, sir.
Treasurer's report, Sharon.
Two things before we get into the treasurer's report. As you know, I've been trying to get an extension on the design loan with RIPA. Today she emailed me and said the extension request is slated to go to our upcoming June 12th Federal Programs Committee meeting, then following to the board meeting on June 19th, and asked if I would be available for both of those meetings, and I said yes, I can be available. This afternoon we've talked about another little area that we would like to do that's right over in that same area of what we wanted to get engineered. So she asked me if I could send her some pictures of the area. So we took the drawings over here and took a picture and marked two areas. Not only do we want to do Pinion Drive, we want to do Mesquite. Is it Mesquite?
It's water.
That area? Yeah.
Okay.
Is it Mesquite? Mistletoe.
Mistletoe.
The other short line. And why we want to do that is that we'll loop that whole area. It'll all be connected to Whispering Pines and Manzanita. So I sent that off to her with an explanation of we would like to do these two additions to this already existing project, if it's allowed by RIPA and USDA.
Right.
By change order.
Got it.
You okay, Peggy? There's a lot of water repairs we need to do.
As far as the treasurer's report, we're moving along well. Hard to believe we've been for 10 months.
This year. Holy
already.
Cow.
And I just don't know where they're going. It's just kind of crazy. But,
my 10-month anniversary.
We're still busy. Today? No.
No, not yet.
April. No, August.
He's jumping.
Oh, he's jumping.
I said 10-month anniversary. I started August 1st.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess so. Okay, yeah.
We'll get you a cake, too.
Throw it at me.
Okay, so we've been doing an awful lot of capital improvements projects. So right now it looks like we're down to $600,000 we can have to carry forward.
Okay.
That will get carried forward and then get increased in the budget when Christine discusses the budget with you. But of that capital projects that's going into next year, $525,225 needs to be set aside for the WIFA grant.
Got it.
The grant is $1,575,000 and our portion is 25%.
25%.
Yeah.
We had, of the budget, we saw first pass last month. Second pass is next month?
This month.
This month.
Oh, this month.
Next.
Like next on the agenda. I don't read ahead.
It's my turn.
I don't read ahead. Any questions for Sharon? All right. Secretary's report, Larry.
None.
That was a quick one. Vice Chairman's report, George.
No report today. I had some personal issues. I couldn't do my slide today.
District Attorney's report, Steve Ween.
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
We got you.
All right, great. I'm going to be brief. We talked about the matter related to the Alfred James litigation. We lost that motion for summary judgment. Now we're discussing the next options and how to proceed. We'll let you know that we have preliminary discussions on possible settlements and engaging in settlement discussions, but you know, we'll see where that goes. So it's odd how in many ways that you win some, but then you lose some, and then you win some. And just today, we received the dismissal of the Nelson complaint regarding the employment accusations of having a violation of the employment law. So that is dismissed, and we can put that behind us now. So that's good. As far as the Munger issue, we responded to the attorney regarding the claims about the building, about the meter, and have not heard any reply. So I'm chalking that up as done for now. I doubt anything comes back. And that's otherwise, I want to say from a legal standpoint, the only thing I've been working on really is just giving some very minimal advice to Sharon, who's done a really, really nice job of securing grants. I put it in perspective, I've got six clients who, in total, their grant amount to the money that Sharon got for that district, for your district. So, congratulations, good job, and keep up the good work.
Yeah, it's a significant.
That's it.
Worth calling out. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon.
I don't have a specific chairman's report today. Larry, do we have any public comments requested?
No.
No. Let's move into item number 8, proposed budget for FY24-5 and publication of that budget. Over to Christy.
We did make a few modifications from the last time this was proposed to you. As Sharon pointed out, the capital projects carry forward estimate was reduced based on what the invoice is coming in and what we expect to pay for by the end of the year. So we did reduce that to $600,000. And as Sharon pointed out, a significant portion of that is earmarked for our grants. I did increase the revenue estimate a little bit. Still conservative.
Okay.
Still technically conservative. Just kind of based on some things I saw in the trends for revenue throughout the year. I didn't want to, you know, be overly optimistic as far as customer sales go. Miscellaneous revenues, I did increase it $75,000 from the original budget item that I showed you. But based on how the numbers work in the spreadsheet for the meter release, this is more realistic to what we expect to bring in. So I did increase that appropriately. The WIPA funds and CAP construction loan, that was also reduced by about $1 million. And that is also based on what Sharon expects to withdraw in this fiscal year and what would realistically be left over in the next year. So that was another item that was changed. Down on the expenses side, two items were adjusted. Administrative professional fees was increased. Had to. And because of some of the increases in expenses and the reducing of the capital projects carry forward, it did make a change to what we expect to have for capital improvement project available for capital improvement projects next year. Any questions?
Am I allowed to ask a question?
Yes.
Sure.
Knowing that we're going to be losing in the lawsuit case, do we have enough money allocated for our legal fees?
We're hoping so.
Okay.
That's why it was increased.
It was. I just
yes.
don't know if it was enough.
Yeah.
Yes, question sir. About the releasing of 60 meters over 12 months.
Yes.
We only authorized the release of 60 meters total. So we won't be annualizing over 12 months. We have whatever we have left, but we're not authorized to release more meters.
Per the original authorization,
excuse
is correct.
Well,
per
that
the original
would
authorization,
a year, it's 60 a
yeah,
year.
Yeah.
Right, so that's
5 a month.
That
right.
is assuming that.
Yes,
if,
starting in
if the
October,
has no
whenever it was.
Releasing 60
yeah.
meters when the round is over.
Yeah,
I have to change that number immediately.
Well,
I would not be able to publish this.
Well, our original declaration from the board did put a time limit where we would review it.
Mm-hmm.
Review it. When is that time limit? I thought it was September.
We started in September.
Okay.
So you.
So it would be 5 a month until September.
Until September.
Well, and then we have
yeah.
to review it at
and
that point.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we won't continue. It just means we need to be reviewed.
But for budgeting perspective,
it makes a material difference in the amount of money that
yes.
could be used for capital projects.
Yes, it does.
So I was I was proceeding with reasonable certainty that the board would approve a release of 16 meters at the end of August.
Well, and I don't even think we need reasonable certainty, just that, that that's a possibility. I think we should still budget it.
Right.
Okay.
I'd have to look at the resolution, because the resolution just said we were going to begin releasing 5 meters a month, and I don't think it had a time frame on it.
Yes,
I think it did have a 60
MEU. We're going to review it that
we have to review that's it correct. In September. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that plays
I agreed on that for budget purposes, because, you know, it's for the budget. You can continue to project it.
We can't count on that income if we haven't approved it.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of things like expenses in our budget we haven't approved, but we budget.
This is an approved proposed budget, because we have to publish.
We have to publish.
Our final budget is in June, so we can review that issue, and then we have to make any changes. We can make changes before we do the final budget. But we have a time frame. We have to. We have to post. And this in the paper. Plus, we can't wait until June to close.
Yeah, and plus, like any company, you have to project revenues.
Yes.
To a point, and if the revenues don't come forward, then you have to change. You have to limit expenses to make up for it. That's
correct.
Normally how it happens. So.
Yeah.
Next month. Mm-hmm. So this is what will get published, based on this.
We now have to. We have to publish our proposed budget, and then we also have to publish our final budget. After June.
And I think in previous years, we've gone into more detail. Are we doing that next month, or are we going to stick with a format like this?
I think we're going to stick with this format instead of add a lot more stuff.
So could I ask a favor for next month when we do this, add one more column, which is FY24. I want to be able to see the two numbers next to each other.
Compare.
Is that easy to do?
Yes.
Okay.
We just can't publish it that way.
Right. But
okay.
for our analysis.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I just want to see it and see what's big differences, and it's a pretty good way to go about a budget review.
We actually have that spreadsheet.
Probably too little for my eyes.
On the original proposal, I think it was presented as part of the increases. So you got it someplace.
We try not.
But I mean, with the changes,
we try not
nice
to publish
to
too much to the public, because it gets too confusing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we, if we have to. Publish this, we need to approve this, is that correct?
Yes, I make a motion that we approve the proposed budget and go further for publishing.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. All right, that is, motion is approved.
Good job, Christy.
Good job, Christy. Our item number two is engineering contract with Tallyho Engineering for the Pine Cove project for $39,000.
Yes, I don't actually have the contract. We're working on trying to get the contract, but this is the estimate that they gave us that I used when I went to get the grant funds. This is a project that we're going to do with the grant funds.
Okay.
And so we just want to approve, make a motion to approve the authorization for Tallyho to complete the plans and secure the ATC from ADQ in the amount of $39,220. That way, if it's approved, and they can go ahead and start on the plans and start coming out and measuring stuff, getting it ready. I expect when I filled out the grant application and sent it back, I put that we would be probably starting construction on this in October.
Okay.
Our attorney is working up a contract for these projects that we're going to be able to use to go out to bid when we have the package all ready. I'm hoping that we can have the package ready to go out to bid by the end of August at the latest.
Okay.
It's not a huge project, and I think he can do it in a really timely manner.
Okay. So we need a motion?
Yes. I made a motion.
Anyone second that?
I second that.
Second.
Thank you, Victor. And Larry, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. That is approved to get Tallyho working on that. If get them working on it. Item number 9 is identifying potential agenda items for the next scheduled board. We'll have a budget review?
Correct.
We'll have 3 public hearings the next board meeting. Okay. One for the budget, one for the taxes, and one for the rates.
Okay. Full of hearings.
Yep.
Any other topics that need to be on next month's general meeting?
Did we table one, or is that for an executive? That's for executive.
That was executive.
Yeah.
It seems like last month we tabled something. I can't remember now. What did
that?
That
was for
back
executive.
Up.
I tabled.
Yeah.
That was right.
Okay.
I read that in the notes.
All right. We always, as I say, we always have a month within this next month to add agenda items, but it's a good place to gather them if we know. Well, we scooted through. It's 4:35. We've exhausted our agenda items. May I hear a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.